ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Verse Number 8. Anye punaha bhagavataha bruvaha udvijrimha vivramsita आर्थरचनाः किं पुरुक्रमस्य सिधा असि भुङ्क्ष्वा विभवान् निजधर्मा दोहान् दिव्यान् नारायैः दुराधिगान् नृपवृक्याभि अन्ये पुनार्भगवतु भुर्व उद्विजृम्भ विभरं सितार्थारचना किं गुरुक्रमस्य सिद्धासि भुङ्क्ष्वा विभव निजधर्म दोहान् दिव्यन्नरैः दोरधिगन्नृपविक्रियाभिः अन्ये पुनार्भगवतु भ्रुव उद्विजृम्भ विभ्रं सितार्थारचना किं गुरुक्रमस्य सिद्धासि भुङ्क्ष्वा विभव निजधर्म दोहान् दिव्यन्नरैर्दुराधिगन्नृपविक्रियाभिः अन्ये पुनार्भगवतु भुर्व उद्विजृम्भ विभरं सितार्थरचना किं गुरुक्रमस्य सिद्धासि भुङ्क्ष्वा निभव निजधर्म दुहान् दिव्यान्नरैर्दुराधिगन्नृपविक्रियाभिः अन्ये आदर्श पुनः अगेन भागवतः ऑफ द लॉर्ड ब्रुवः ऑफ द आईब्रोज Udvijrimha by the movement, Vibharam Sita, annihilated, Artha Rachanaha, material achievement, Kim, what use, Urukramasya, of Lord Vishnu, far stepping, Siddha, successful. Asi, you are. Bhunkshva, enjoy. Vibhavan, the gifts. Nijadharma, by your own principles of devotion. Dohan, gain. Divyan, transcendental. Narayhi, by persons. Duradhigan, difficult to obtain. Nripavikriyabhi, proud of aristocracy. Translation, Kardama Muni continued, what is the use of enjoyment other than the Lord's grace? All material achievements are subject to be annihilated simply by a movement of the eyebrows of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By your principles of devotion to your husband, you have achieved and can enjoy transcendental gifts very rarely obtained by persons proud of aristocracy and material possessions. Purport. Lord Chaitanya recommended that the greatest achievement of human life is to achieve the grace of the Lord, love of God. He said, Prema Pumartho Mahan, to achieve love of Godhead is the highest perfection of life. The same perfection is recommended by Kardama Muni to his wife. His wife belonged to a very aristocratic royal family. Generally, those who are very materialistic or who possess material wealth and prosperity are unable to appreciate the value of transcendental love of God. Although Devahuti was prince coming from a very great royal family, fortunately, she was under the supervision of her great husband, Kardama Muni, who offered her the best gift which can be bestowed in human life, the grace of the Lord or love of God. This grace of the Lord was achieved by Devahuti by the goodwill and satisfaction of her husband. She served her husband, who was a great devotee and saintly person, with great sincerity, love, affection, and service. And Kardama Muni was satisfied. He willingly gave love of Godhead, and he recommended that she accept it and enjoy it because he has already achieved it. Love of God is not an ordinary commodity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was worshipped by Rupa Goswami because he distributed love of Godhead, Krishna Prema, to everyone. Rupa Goswami praised him as Mahavadanya, a greatly munificent personality, because he was freely distributing to everyone love of Godhead, which is achieved by wise man only after many, many births. Krishna Prema, Krishna consciousness, is the highest gift which can be bestowed on anyone whom we presume to love. One word used in this verse is Nija Dharma Dohan, is very significant. Devahuti, as the wife of Kardama Muni, achieved an invaluable gift from her husband because she was very faithful to him. For a woman, the first principle of religion is to be faithful to her husband. If fortunately husband is great personality, then the combination is perfect. And the lives of both the wife and the husband are at once fulfilled. Then we will repeat after me. Kardama Muni continued.
Kardama Muni continued.
What is the use of enjoyment?
What is the use of enjoyment?
Other than the Lord's grace.
Other than the Lord's grace.
All material achievements.
All material
are subject to be annihilated
simply
by a movement of the eyebrows of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By your principles of devotion to your husband, you have achieved and can enjoy transcendental gifts very rarely obtained by persons proud of aristocracy and material possessions. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then this chapter is called Devahuti's Lamentation. Then we have different Brahma. He has given different services to his different sons. In the beginning of creation, he asked them to increase the population of the world. Then mostly it was Svayambhu Manu, then Kardama Muni, and Daksha. Because when Brahma, he created the creation, mostly they were sages. Like Atrimuni, Pulatsya, Hrigo, Kardama Muni, Kratu, Vashishta, Daksha. Then sages were there, but they needed some girls also to get married. Then Kardama Muni, he gave 9 girls. 9 daughters were coming from Kardama Muni and from Daksha. 16 daughters were there. And what we said, the last one, Daksha, Kardama Muni, and Svayambhu Manu. Then Svayambhu Manu, he has 3 daughters, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Then Akuti, she was given to Ruchi, sage, great sage Ruchi. And from there, we have Lord Yagya and Dakshina, the goddess of fortune. They will come, great person, not great person, the Lord himself, they become sense as Yagya and from Ruchi, from Akuti. Then Devahuti, we have here Kardama Muni. And what is left? We said, Prasuti was given to Daksha. Then Daksha, he will give 13 daughters to Kashyapa Muni. I am bringing up Kashyapa Muni. Very important. We will compare Kashyapa Muni and Kardama Muni. We'll compare both these personalities. Then he gave 13 daughters to Kashyapa Muni. Then 3 are left. 1 he gave it to Sati, to Shiva, Sati. This will come in the next canto of the 4th. We have Shiva and Sati. Then, and 1 he will give to Agni. This will be in 6th canto. And 1 he will give to Pitri. This is Daksha's 16 daughters. Then I was looking for the meaning in the Sanskrit word Devahuti. I could not find the meaning. And Kardama Muni I could find. Kardama means mud. Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni, when he was before, he was attracted to Devahuti. Before starting tapasya, he heard about Devahuti. His heart was very much attracted to Devahuti. Then she was also attracted to him, and he performed 10,000 years of austerities. And when the Lord came near Kardama Muni, he asked him, "What do you want?" He said, "I want a girl, a wife." Then 1 drop came from the Lord, tears come from his eyes. He said, "Oh, you are worshipping me for many years, and I ask you, what do you want? And you are saying, I want a girl." And this this lake, it becomes Sindhu Sarovara, because drops coming from the Lord. That's why Kardama means mud. He was not in that level of Narada. What means Narada? Nara and Da. The meaning of the name Narada, Nara means Narayan, and Da, one who give you Narayan. Then Kardama Muni, we will just strengthen my saying, bring some verses, how Kardama Muni, he was filled with material desires. This is in 3:21-14. Then he first criticized Kardama Muni. He criticized those persons who are filled with material desire. He said, only person deprived of, it's called hata. Hata means deprived. Hata midhasha. Midha means intelligence. Only person deprived of their intelligence due to Maya, they will worship you to attain material pleasure. This verse he is saying, but he condemned, but in spite of condemning these persons, he himself, he expressed his inability to be free from material desire. He said, though I criticize those people with material desire, I am the chief person who have material desires. Because I am coming to you, I am asking you give wife. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is nadhanam nadjanam. Huh? Then he is asking, he said, I desire to marry a wife who can give me artha, dharma, kama, and of course moksha is there. He came and he said, this is evil. He used the word Durashaya. Dur means not good, like Durga, Dur. And Asha. Asha means my desire is not good, I know. But my intelligence, I have very bad intelligence, my intention is bad. But still, I am coming to you and I am worshiping. Then the question is also asked, why? Normally, according to the Vedic scriptures, if you want wife, if you want, like the girl wants good husband, what she does? She worship? Huh? Lord Shiva's Parvati, Uma is called. Or someone you want, he can worship Shiva. But the question is, well, why Kardama Muni, although he was filled with material desires, he came to the Lord. Then, because if one approaches the Lord, it's better to approach the Lord than Uma. Then he will can become pure devotee. And we will see, become purified. And we will see in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that Kardama Muni, he could give Devahuti love of Godhead. He asked, he said, what is the use of enjoyment other than the Lord's grace? Then he explained this, and he said, all material enjoyments are annihilated just by the eyebrows of Lord Vishnu. Then he's explaining this, but still it is better here, slowly, gradually, Kardama Muni, he will come to that level of becoming pure. And this is the case of most people. Most people, they are not in that level of attaining directly this prema puman artho mahan. The greatest gift which is not easy to obtain this. Then Srimad Bhagavatam, he is showing us how Kardama Muni and Devahuti, they were enjoying life in spiritual way, regulated way. And after Kardama Muni, he will leave, and Devahuti, when Kardama Muni left, Devahuti was still unsatisfied. She was still filled with material desires. There is only one verse. I didn't write it here, but I know the verse. It will come later. One verse she explains. She's lamenting here, lamenting. She's lamenting. She said, oh, I'm not still satisfied. And who will take all her lamentation is Kapila Dev. Kapila. How? She will become free from material desires. This is very nice. How? Then she has to understand. He will explain to her the elements, the creation. See? He will explain Prakriti, Jiva. This will come later. Then, here, Devahuti, she's lamenting. Why she's lamenting? Because she was doing austerities for a long time. And she want to enjoy with Kardama Muni. Then her body was, it was explained before. It was very thin, emaciated. Huh? It was very thin, her body. And she was lamenting, how can she was very, we will see Diti, she will not do this with Kashyapa Muni. We will explain Diti how she will behave with Kashyapa. And here, Devahuti, she lamented. She said, then, she didn't say it by her, by words. She was just thinking about it. In the other side, Sati, she will tell, frankly, you know, I am disturbed. I want to enjoy. And here, Devahuti, she will not tell it. And we will see in this whole chapter, the preparation for their marriage. Then he will create an aeroplane. Huh? She will get nice clothes, mini girls who will decorate her very nicely. And after, they will enjoy for many, many years. This is called Garbha. Garbha Samskar. And just now, we will see Diti. In the other hand, Diti and Kashyapa Muni, she could not do this. Because why? Kashyapa Muni was not strong. He was an impersonalist. He was devotee of Lord Shiva, Kashyapa Muni. Then he was not strong enough to, Prabhupada explained in this purport yesterday before, he explained that if the husband is good, then what happened? He can take out his wife also to the kingdom of God. But Kashyapa, he was not able to do this. Then Diti, when she was afflicted with the lust and she desired child, she approached Kashyapa Muni, but on the wrong time. The sun was sitting. Kashyapa Muni was sitting in the sacrificial area. He was also in samadhi, absorbed. And she came and she attempted with her body first. Eyes, you know. You want to, first the eyes, look at you. Girl, look at you. Then after, she see, how do you react? Then after the body, she did this. She tried to look. Her body also. She tried to attract the attention of Kashyapa Muni, but he was so much absorbed in samadhi, he didn't move. Then Diti, you know what means Diti? Aditi. Aditi means unlimited and boundless, the heaven also. There is Diti and Aditi. Huh? Diti is the mother of the demons, and Aditi is the mother. Then Diti, she was a little bit, you know, not broad. But you will see how this will end. It will end nicely, even for Diti. This we will explain. Then Diti, she start to speak loudly to break his samadhi, his trance. speak to him loudly. My lust is burning. Please do something. She gave the example. It is like an elephant who attacks banyan tree. So you have elephant attacking banyan tree. She said, my lust is burning just as an elephant is attacking banyan tree. And you are responsible. It's true, huh? You are responsible because the husband is supposed to cool down. He said, you are responsible. I'm burning. Burning because my co-wives, her daughters, her sisters, they were having children and I don't have. Then in this part, Maitreya was, he was telling this story. And Maitreya, he called Vidura as Veera. Veera. What means Veera? He said, oh, Veera, you, Vidura, you are very strong in dharma. But Kashyapa Muni? No. Then, see, the three things were bad. The sun was setting. He was making swaha. He was on the, we can say the altar, huh? He was on the altar for Kashyapa Muni. He was on the sacrificial arena, and he was also in trance. But Kashyapa Muni, he is not strong because he could have chastised his wife. Scold her, hey, keep, then she will get fear, and her lust could have get down. But he didn't do this. He didn't become angry. He started praising Grihastha Ashram. Few verses are there. There are about three verses. This we know that the wife is like she protects this Durga. The Grihastha Ashram, in the Grihastha Ashram, the wife is important because she protects the husband. She can give him regulated enjoyment. But Diti, she was not interested in this lengthy hearing lectures, pravachan. She was not. She just wanted her husband to enter the bedroom without delay and did it very quick. See, Devahuti, it was very nicely arranged. Very nicely arranged. Here, and we see this is happening in today's society. You know? Yes, huh? There is no marriage. Just girlfriend. And it break after 1 or 2 years. It break quickly. Because they are not doing this yagya. They are not preparing this in goodness. Then this is the same as Diti and Kashyapa Muni. Then after Diti, she become very much ashamed. She come to her senses. Here is very nice. Diti, she's still great personality. We will see. She's great lady. Because why? She didn't, with her, she just have a little bit lust in her. It is, the example is given. What is more dangerous, lust or offenses? They explain, lust is like you have some dust, you know, in your, some dust has come on your cloth, what you do? You do this, finish. Dust go. But offenses is like you have oil in your cloth. See, some ghee has fallen in your cloth. Then try to take out the ghee. It will not go. It will stay. Then, Diti, she was respectful to her husband. And also, she repented. And she was also respectful to Shiva. Because Kashyapa, he said, no, we cannot do this. Because now time is not good. Shiva is there. After she offered prayers to Shiva. She offered. Then you see, Diti, she could satisfy her husband. She was not very, she was not, we can, she, they were having good relationship, both of them. And also, she could satisfy Shiva. And also here, Kashyapa Muni, he will tell her, he will tell her, "Oh, unfortunate woman," he said, "because of the impurity of your mind, you will have two cruel sons. You will get this, Hiranyaksha, or Hiranyakashipu." He gives this, and they will not respect the law of dharma. And the second, because he told us, you have ignored Lord Shiva. You didn't notice. Demigods are also important, you know, the demigods. You have, then your sons, two sons will hate the Supreme Personality of God. That is, but he also, he told her, because you repented, you lamented for your offense, this is why. And because of your deliberation, you see intelligence? Deliberations mean discrimination. And also because of your great adoration of the Supreme and respect for Lord Shiva and me, then your sons, they will be killed by the Lord. And that is great benediction, this. That the two, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they are killed by the Lord because they will see the Lord. They will see him. They will see his arms. And Diti was, she become very, very much happy. She said, yes, better that they be killed by the Lord than be cursed by the Brahmanas. See, again we come to these offenses. Offenses. Then, and the blessing was what? Kashyapa, he will say, because of these qualities you have, respect for the Lord, respect for me, respect for Shiva, you will get great son. What is his name will be? Grandson, yeah. His name is? Prahlad Maharaj. See, she will get Prahlad Maharaj. And it is said in the scripture that if you have pure devotee as your son, he can liberate 20 generations before and 20 generations later. Then this respect, culture of respect is very important, you see. We may sometimes do something wrong. By Prabhupada, he gave the example, accident happened even in high, in good road. Huh? In the Bhagavad Gita, he gave this analogy. Even you drive in very good road, highway road, you may sometimes have an accident. Then devotees, we may have an accident, but it is not in this. Most important is respect has to be there. If now we are conscious about this, then nothing can happen to us in our devotional service. And the example is given about Priyavrata, the fifth canto. Parikshit Maharaj, he asked question to Sukadev Goswami. He said, "Oh, how is it that Priyavrata, he is very much renounced?" And it's true. Priyavrata was Paramahamsa. And he asked, how is it that he become householder? The question was asked. He could not become a householder like this. What is the reason? Then Parikshit Maharaj, he will say to Sukadev Goswami that Priyavrata, he never made any offense. He never made any offense. Then, and he will explain, if someone make offenses, then what happened? He will get very long suffering. It happened. Especially, he get. But he didn't did any offense. Then Parikshit Maharaj asked, why he become a householder like this? Because he said, it is the will of the Lord. Krishna wants him to. And Prabhuji, yesterday, he gave nicer. He explained this story of Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, this story of this Brahmana. He came and This Brahmana, he renounced the household life. He went to the forest. He's completely renounced. But when he came, he saw Radha Vallabha. The deity was so beautiful. And this elderly sadhu, or elderly sheikh, says he wants to give this deity to him. But he said, one condition. What is the condition? You marry my two daughters. He was having two daughters. And you marry my two daughters. And that is the will of Krishna. Then, in his sometime we may think that before in the beginning of the movement, the sannyasis were thinking grihasthas are in Maya. No, it was some, they're like, but it's not this, huh? The will. I was staying in Govardhan, studying Sanskrit with Gopi Paranadhan Prabhu. He was grihastha, big scholar, you know, very big scholar person. And he left his body in Govardhan. I don't know any sannyasi in his school who left his body in Govardhan. Then we should be very, very careful about this designation and not try to judge someone according to his ashram. And we should be respectful. Krishna has different plans for everyone. And if we don't, we are careful, we should pray to Narasimha Mahadev. When we say Namaste Narasimhaya, we should pray every day. Oh, Narasimha Mahadev, protect me from offenses. Let me not know. If now we have this mentality, we should be, is Krishna awareness. If we are aware of this, every time, oh, I should be careful. Then there will be no obstacle in our devotional service. We can act like Priyavrata. He was great king. Or here Kardama Muni. He was also great sage. Then Devahuti. And after, and Diti also. Diti, she is Mother Diti. She is also great lady. And we can go back to Godhead as here it is explained in the purport. Lord Chaitanya recommended the greatest achievement of human society is to achieve love of Godhead. Yeah. That is, if this meditation is there, if we are detached, we can become detached by this, huh? If we have this goal, oh, I want to get, you just see long, I want to get this. Then small things will not disturb us in our spiritual life. It may be money, it may be anything. We will not get disturbed. We can go on and we can achieve the grace of the Lord. Like here, Devahuti said, he told her, no, you should achieve the grace of the Lord. Because all material enjoyment, this one will not fulfill the soul. Material enjoyment. We cannot be satisfied by material enjoyment. We can only be satisfied, is like fish. Fish out of water. The fish, he's never satisfied when he is out of water. Similarly, the spirit soul can only be satisfied by meeting Krishna. This is, and this we need to meditate on this. And whatever is coming, we use it, we dedicate our energy, our Lakshmi, and we dedicate it in Krishna's service. And if sometimes some weakness is there, then nothing will happen. We are protected by Krishna. Because there is this Yagya Arthat Karmanu. What is this verse? Yagya Arthat Karmanu Anyatra. That means we are doing our activities for Yagya. Our Yagya, it's offered to Krishna. Then we become glorious. It is only a question of time. Rupa Goswami, he is praising Mahavadanyaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vadanya, he is giving this. And this Kali Yuga is very nice age. Very nice age. This is the best age. Better than Satya Yuga, better than. In this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And if we take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then everything will be achieved. Nija dharma dohan, he said. Nija dharma dohan. Dohan means gift. Gain, dohan. We will gain our consistent position. Then the devotee, she was... Normally this woman means the disciple. Woman and husband. We take... The disciple has to be faithful to the guru. Yeah. We are all women, you know, prakriti. Man and woman, we are all prakriti. There is only one husband, one purusha, one pati. Who is this pati? It's Krishna. Then if we are faithful to the guru, Prabhupada, the parampara, and if we work for them, then we can get the mercy of the devotees. Nitai Gaura Parivananda. Any question, any comment, any? No, yes. This question come in my mind also. Yeah, wow. I was thinking about it also. He was, but sometimes we are tested, you know. Sometimes we get some instruction. It's like the four Kumaras, you know. The four Kumaras, Brahma asked them, you get married. They say, no, we don't want. And Prabhupada did the purport, he said, yes, they are right. Sometimes, and we will see also in Priyavrata, Narad Muni, he is saying to Priyavrata, you become Brahmachari, you stay. But Brahma say, no, you get married and become king. Then sometimes, because... we are tested to know, are we really completely free from material desires or not? Then Kardama's name is, this is, I heard it from Gopi Paranadhan Prabhu, he gave it. And I went on the internet, I checked, there is one dictionary called Apti, Sanskrit, you go and it comes. Kardama means mad. Why? Mud. Muddy. Soil mixed with mud. Muddy. M-U-D. Mud, yeah. Yeah, we is... Huh?
In Bengali also, Kardama means mud.
What mean in Bengali? Karda.
In Bengali, Kardama means mud.
Yeah. Kardama. Yeah, means mud. You see when there is rain... And the earth mixes with earth, the water mixed with earth, it becomes muddy. And he is, although it is, he also, Kardama Muni could not liberate Devahuti. He could not, huh? He could not. Because when he left, it was only the son, Kapila, by Asus. Because if you ask, now you associate with someone, he is not in that level. It's like Prabhupada gave the example, you go to someone and you ask him, give me 1 million. And he does not have 1 million. He give you blank check, you know, called blank check. He just, and he does not have. Similarly, Kardama Muni could not. He was not in that level to liberate Devahuti from material desire. It was only Kapila could to destroy Sankhya philosophy studying this. And in the chapter which are coming, many advices are given. How to get free from material. A lot of things. And we have the, if now you don't study this, not coming in your, but if you go and study verses, Sanskrit, and this and that, and you play with it, then it becomes. Okay, is it clear? Yeah. Yeah, this. Yeah, of course. No. He's a great personality.
He's a very special and he was pure enough to see Lord Vishnu.
Yeah, he saw him.
And his son was an incarnation of Lord Vishnu.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you use nice word, mixed up. Yeah. That's why I compare Kardama Muni and Kashyapa Muni. See if we can understand these two, Kashyapa Diti and Kardama Muni and Devahuti, then we can see he was elevated regarding seeing God. In the first canto, Narada Muni also saw Vishnu. No, Narada Muni in the first canto, but he was not perfect. He said, I just give you my vision to increase your attachment for me. It does not mean nothing. It means something that someone get the sight of Krishna, but it is, the way is still long, you know. Narada Muni, he got it in his next life. By association with this Vedantist. When he saw Vishnu, he just starts traveling there and there. But he got it in his next life, he become powerful as Narada Muni. See, the Bhagavatam, he's giving us different examples, like Kardama is there. But we're not criticizing Kardama Muni, or we just try to understand his situation, and Bhagavatam is going higher. Huh? Kashya. You see the Kashyapa Muni. Yeah, I want to tell you. I didn't look in the dictionary. Kashyapa. But Kashyapa Muni, his followers, they are in. You know where they are? They are in Kashmir. Kashmir, I went there once. in Kashmir, in Srinagar, I took my books, you know. There are 200 this Islam and Vedas. There is one tunnel is there to enter. Prabhupada also, I checked, he went also there. And when you enter there, the all these Kashyapa Muni disciples, they become Muslims. Their name is Muhammad Pandit. I was there shocked, you know. 19% they were Hindus, they were disciples, Shivais they were, because he's this, and he become all Muslims. They become, they converted to do is. We have ISKCON is there in Srinagar. And I don't know, Kashya.
Yesterday's class, we learned that this Kardama Muni has given a transcendental vision to his wife. Same vision, this Krishna was given to Arjuna, and Arjuna became the great devotee. And there was no lamentation, but instead of that, the Kardama Muni has given this
vision. Yeah. Vision to see, this complicated. Your question is very difficult. Your question is tough, you know. Vision. Well, how she got vision? But I got the answer. Yesterday I was reading. You notice the answer? There are few verses are there. They explain the character of Devahuti. Like Devahuti was chaste. And one quality she was not having any lust. She was not lust. Normally Devahuti she does not need to get married and have children. But I was reading that by the will of the Lord, this lust has come into her. See, this vision is there. He gave her spiritual vision to see things as they are. It was written in the verse yesterday. Huh? To see things as they are. To see, to not be bewildered by Maya. She got this. But by the will of the Lord, this is coming in the next verses. She got these material desires coming. Because the Lord, he wants to come down. Take, he wants to teach Kapila. Then she's glorious. Yeah, you want to say something? Is it clear? Don't bring this again, huh? Vision. Yeah. That is the, yes. The Bhagavad, yes. Yeah. If we have faith in Prabhupada, you go. This is called Sadhvi. She was Sadhvi. What means Sadhvi? She was chaste. Chaste means chaste. She was faithful to. Yeah, husband means Prabhupada. Prabhupada or Guru or ISKCON. Faithful to ISKCON. Not some problem happened. And you change your, you see, your, how is it, how we call it? Your coat. You have white coat and you just put it black. Because if there is no philosophy, you are a sentimental person. Out of sense, emotional. Something happened to you, you become completely negative. But see, this philosophy creates equilibrium in you. Rational, you become rational. Oh, this happened to me, oh, I did something wrong. Or Krishna wants me to learn something. Like this, Diti. Diti, her meditation was like this. She glorified Krishna. Oh, it's good. Normally, if someone kills your sons, you become against. Time is there. Huh? We have still 50. If someone kills your son, you become very negative. You become bitter person. Bitter, very envious of Krishna. Oh, he killed my two sons. He don't accept. But she was very... How? Because Kashyapa, he said, she was having the deliberation in the verse. Deliberation. This discrimination. She could undergo this and you can stay. You become sadvi, sadvi. Okay, so you... Yeah, before. In the Bhagavatam is there. It's written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's written that he was, because she heard from him, the Devahuti, she was, she used to hear from Narad Muni about Kardama Muni. And he also, we have the story of this Vishvasu. No, you know Vishvasu who fell down from the aeroplane because thus he saw his beauty, her beauty. Then she was known. This is in the purport here also. And then, yeah, Kardama Muni knew about her because he was having this desire. And also, when it come later, when he will saw Narayan, he will tell him this. I know that you desired this girl. And the arrangement is made. I made the arrangement for you. Yeah. You see, it's like a girl, she loves you so much, and you meet with her, and the boy, he say, I want, I don't know. And the girl, starts crying, you know. Then Krishna, he's not stone, you know. He also have love for us. You did 10,000 years of austerities, and you are asking me, give me one wife. Then what? Drops come, you know. Huh? Yeah, not he was a little bit. Oh, you should said I want you. You know, there is the story of Devaki. This is in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Devaki and Yashoda. Devaki, when she did austerities, and Yashoda did also austerities. And Devaki, she said, I want to have you as my son. And Yashoda, she didn't say this. She said, oh, I want to love you with all my heart. Then when Krishna, he was born with Devaki, he said, okay, I am your son. And he went to Vraj, Vrindavan. Then Krishna wants to give himself to us. Of course, some drop is coming because. Any other comment? Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are Shivas, has thousands of vratas, karma kanda. It is your answer, why? This is mentioned by Prabhupada in this canto. In the beginning, he said he was an impersonalist and he was devotee of Shiva. And he gave the example of Haridas in the purport. Then he may be mixed also. It is not they are worshipper of Shiva that they neglect Vishnu. Because according to the demigod worship, you may worship a demigod, but you have to agree that Vishnu, he is the highest. If you do this, then your worship is bona fide of the demigods. But now if you say that Shiva is the highest, then you offend Shiva, and you offend also Vishnu. Then you cannot do this. Then Vishnu is there. Huh? Okay. Oh, yeah. You see, material desires, we can go by chanting Hare Krishna. They will go. But if you offend offenses, we have the case of the four Kumaras. When they offended Jayant Vijay, they could not, they stay as Shanta Bhakta, Shanta. Shanta means they only stay as trees in Vrindavan. They could not go to Dasya, higher. Then, offenses can block your bhakti. You may be in bhava, and you cannot get prema because of offenses. So it's blocked. It, yes.
I'd like to answer that question very briefly.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't make offenses. It's true, it's fact. Yeah. Yeah, offenses is block. But last and this it chant, it will go. Nitai Gora Premanande Hari Hari Go.